Bienvenidos a la Misa en Español, donde nosotros llevaremos hasta usted el amor de nuestro Padre en la Sagrada Eucaristía. Deseamos unirnos con Jesucristo en una entrega de los unos a los otros. Acompáñenos en nuestra oración eucarística.
Miembros de una iglesia, vamos caminando al encuentro del Señor. Unidos al rezar, unidos en una canción, viviremos nuestra fe con la ayuda del Señor. Juntos como hermanos, miembros de una iglesia, vamos caminando al encuentro del Señor. La iglesia en marcha está, a un mundo nuevo vamos ya, donde reinará el amor, donde reinará la paz. Juntos como hermanos, miembros de una iglesia, vamos caminando al encuentro del
En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. The Lord be with you. Well, good afternoon to all of you. Oh, my goodness. Good afternoon to all of you. We are not a dead church, we're an alive church, that's for sure. So we have to make sure that we live out that call each and every day. And we give thanks to God for the gift of being able to enter a new day. And in that day, acknowledge Him as the one we can always come to when we are burdened and when things weigh heavily upon us. And so we give thanks to God for that wonderful inspiration, the gospel this day. Bienvenidos a todos ustedes que están con nosotros de sus casas o donde están este día, vía el internet y al mismo tiempo el YouTube. Espero que este día esté lleno con la alegría de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, sabiendo siempre que nos podemos arrimar a Él para poder librarnos de todo lo que nos pese a veces y recibir de Él la paz que siempre nos apoya en nuestro viaje aquí en la tierra. Hermanos y hermanas, my dear brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Gloria al Señor, que reina en el cielo, y en la tierra paz a los hombres que ama Él. Señor, te alabamos, Señor, te bendecimos, todos te adoramos, gracias por tu gloria.
gloria al Señor, que reina en el cielo, y en la tierra paz a los hombres que ama a Él. Tú eres el Cordero que quitas el pecado. Ten piedad de nosotros y escucha nuestra oración. Gloria al Señor, que reina en el cielo, y en la tierra paz a los hombres que ama a Él. Tú solo eres santo, tú solo el Altísimo, con el Espíritu Santo en la gloria de Dios Padre. Gloria al Señor, que reina en el cielo, y en la tierra paz a los hombres que ama a Él. Y en la tierra paz a los hombres que ama a Él.
Let us pray. Señor Dios, que por medio de la humillación de tu Hijo reconstruiste el mundo derrumbado, concede a tus fieles una santa alegría para que a quienes rescataste de la esclavitud del pecado, nos hagas disfrutar de gozo que no tiene fin. Por nuestro Señor Jesucristo, tu Hijo, que vive y reina contigo en la unidad del Espíritu Santo y es Dios por los siglos de los siglos. Amén.
A reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah. Thus says the Lord, rejoice heartily, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. See, your king shall come to you. A just savior is he. Meek and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. He shall banish the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The warrior's bow shall be banished, and he shall proclaim peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord.
Te ensalzaré, Dios mío, mi rey. Bendeciré tu nombre por siempre jamás. Te ensalzaré, Dios mío, mi rey. Bendeciré tu nombre por siempre jamás. Te ensalzaré, Dios mío, mi rey. Bendeciré tu nombre por siempre jamás. Día tras día te bendeciré y alabaré tu nombre por siempre jamás. Te ensalzaré, Dios mío, mi rey. Bendeciré tu nombre por siempre jamás. El Señor es clemente y misericordioso, lento a la cólera y rico en piedad. El Señor es bueno con todos, es cariñoso con todas sus criaturas. te ensalzaré, Dios mío, mi rey. Bendeciré tu nombre por siempre jamás. Que todas las criaturas te den gracias, Señor. Que te bendigan tus fieles, que proclamen la gloria de tu reino, que hablen de tus hazañas. Te ensalzaré, Dios mío, mi rey, bendeciré tu nombre por siempre jamás. El Señor es fiel a sus palabras, bondadoso en todas sus acciones. El Señor sostiene a los que van a caer, endereza a los que ya se doblan. Te ensalzaré, Dios mío, mi rey. Bendeciré tu nombre por siempre jamás.
Segunda lectura. Lectura de la carta del apóstol San Pablo a los romanos. Hermanos, ustedes no viven conforme al desorden egoísta del hombre, sino conforme al Espíritu, puesto que el Espíritu de Dios habita verdaderamente en ustedes. Quien no tiene Espíritu de Cristo, no es de Cristo. Si el Espíritu del Padre, que resucitó a Jesús de entre los muertos, habita en ustedes, entonces el Padre, que resucitó a Jesús de entre los muertos, también les dará vida a sus cuerpos mortales, por obra de su Espíritu que habita en ustedes. Por lo tanto, hermanos, no estamos sujetos al desorden egoísta del hombre para hacer ese desorden nuestra regla de conducta. Pues si ustedes viven de ese modo, ciertamente serán destruidos. Por el contrario, si con la ayuda del Espíritu destruyen sus malas acciones, entonces vivirán. Esta es palabra de Dios.
Aleluya, 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 aleluya. May the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ enlighten the eyes of our hearts, that we may know what is the hope that belongs to our call. Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth,
For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all of you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear family, I offer a review to you this day. If you recall, most of your vehicles nowadays have what is referred to as a check gauge. That reminds you of one thing: you're running low on fuel. And many a times we see the light come on, we hear the ding go off, and we just proceed on with our trip. Some who trust pull over. Many of us tend to ignore and go on. Because we seem to think we know more than the vehicle itself. And then we go on and on thinking, okay, I know I have 40 miles left. I know I have 30 miles left. And then by the time you know it, you've been going and going and going. And are you going to arrive at the moment of fumes? Maybe. Will you arrive at the gas station on time? Maybe. But many haven't. And then all of a sudden, they get all angry. Why are you mad? It was your fault to begin with. It warned you 40 miles ago. And now you're getting all mad because you ran out of gas. That's your fault, not your car's fault, because it tried to warn you. But we thought we knew more than the car itself. And then there are other little things that come on. For example, the little engine light comes on. It's telling you, there's something wrong with me. Take me in. But how long does it take before we actually take it in? We think, well, maybe it's just a little something. We're just going to run it a little bit longer and longer and longer. Especially the young people. Don't trust the young people to read those signs. Because they'll just run it, and then boom. And then they're like, well, I don't know what happened. The light came on 2 weeks ago. And they kept running it. It was telling you, I need to go in. I need to go in. But we didn't take it in. Some of us do, immediately. Praise God. Some of us don't. Just last weekend, my car, you know, turned it on, and it's like, ooh, that doesn't sound good. But I think I'm okay. I'm one of those people. So I went to Chipley Donuts about 5:30 in the morning on a Sunday morning. So I can have some donuts here. I don't know why, but I wanted donuts. And then I came back and I said, okay, so I should be good because I've got to go to Sacred Heart at 8:30. And sure enough, I come back out, nothing. It's like, oh. I was like, why are you getting mad, Pete? Why? It tried to warn you. Don't get mad now. And so there I am, this and that. I'm trying to get a Sacred Heart because now I'm going to be late. So the battery was dead. Now, did the light come on that I had a problem? No, never did. But that was one of those rare occasions where it was pretty obvious when you were trying to turn on the car. Those signs are there when it comes to such a vehicle. But they're also there when it comes to this vehicle, your life. How often you are running on fumes, and yet you still try to keep going and going and going. And Jesus is telling you right now, you need to refuel. And the problem is, my dear family, sometimes we're using the wrong fuel to refuel. Remember those days, some of you, those of you who are, I guess, 20 and under, you don't know. But there was a point in time where you had unleaded and regular, you know, and you had to make sure you put the right gas in your car. If not, you're going to mess it up. Or sometimes there were those occasions where people would put diesel in their unleaded cars. And then, boom, that's disastrous. That's death. Don't even try to do it again. And the thing is, you know, there's only one kind of fuel that's going to help. And you know there's a fuel that's going to destroy. But sometimes we tend to think, I know more, so I can take care of this. I know what I'm doing, when in reality you don't. Jesus in the gospel this day tells you, or we read so beautifully illustrated, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, those who think they know it all, and you have revealed them to the little ones, the ones who are open to listening, and the ones that are open to obeying. Because the little ones, in other words, the simple ones, are the ones who know, I can trust God because I know He will only give me what is best for me. The wise and the learned think, well, I can take fuel from the world. You know, I can take it from here and there. Fill myself up with gunk. Fill myself up with garbage. And I'll be okay. I guarantee you, you're not. Every time you refuel yourself with something of the world, you're destroying this very vehicle that God gave you to take care of. And I'm not talking about the physical aspect of things. I'm talking about the spiritual, as St. Paul is referring to. You are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit. If only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Got to remember that. And that's why you have to refuel yourself with what is of the Spirit, what is of God. For that is the best gift you can ever ask for, and it's the best gift that He is always willing to give. But it entails you and me, my dear family, realizing, come, you who are burdened. Come, you who are being weighed down. Come to me and I will give you rest. For I am meek and humble. Meek and humble. That doesn't mean weak. It actually means strong. But if you think like the world, you think being meek means you're weak. No. It's just the opposite. Because in that meekness, in that humbleness, you are open to being strengthened so that you can continue on that journey in this world that, yes, leads you up and down the hills of life, through the narrow roads, through the potholes, through everything. But at least you are ready. You are prepared. And you are refueled. And every once in a long while, you're going to have to pull over. And you're going to have to be refueled again. Let the Lord do that for you. Let Him help you. Because, my dear family, if He does not help us, who will? The world? The world will simply help us find a ditch. And then it will leave us there, not caring whether we ever come out. And that is why it's so important that we realize that the only way that we can experience this wonderful joy that we read about it from the prophet Zechariah, to where we are able to rejoice heartily, shout for joy, is when we are filled with that which is of God that gets us through everything and leads us towards everything that is the good that God wants us to have. Trust Him, my dear family. enough to sit with him and realize what he is going to give you. But at the same time, while he's wanting to give you, he is going to take from you what you don't deserve. He's going to get rid from you all the junk, all the gunk, all that's bad, so that you can be free of all of that that tends just to weigh you down. May this beautiful love be what you receive and be open to, and may it be what we share with one another. And I began by telling you I share a review with you. Why did I say that? Because I told you this 17 years ago. Have you learned? I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us come before God with all our needs and all our burdens, for we are promised that they will be lightened.
For Christians around the world who are suffering from persecution, that they may be kept safe from harm, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Por esta nación que celebra el aniversario de su independencia este fin de semana, para que proclamemos la paz dentro más allá de sus fronteras, roguemos al Señor.
Señor, escucha nuestra oración.
For those suffering from drug addiction and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Por todos nosotros, para que ayudemos a los necesitados y así lo hagamos su yugo más suave y su carga más ligera, roguemos al Señor.
Señor, escucha nuestra oración.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus and bless those who minister to them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Para la gente de la Catedral de Corpus Christi y para la atención de Mary Sarata y para el eterno descanso de alma de Adela G. Álvarez y para la familia Vera, roguemos al Señor.
Señor, escucha nuestra oración.
And for all those prayers we hold in the silence of our hearts. For these prayers we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Nuestro Rey y nuestro Dios, tú eres clemente y misericordioso, eres bueno con todos y compasivo con todo lo que has creado. Escucha nuestras súplicas y alivia nuestras cargas. Por Jesucristo nuestro Señor. Amén.
Shepherd, and I shall not want. Oh, my Lord, beside still waters, you repair my heart. I trust in you. Oh, trust in you. Even though I walk through the valley of death, you restore my soul and you give me rest. Oh, the memories of your faithfulness. You restore my soul and you give me rest. You restore my soul and you give me rest. You give me rest. I will fear no evil, for you're here with me. Goodness and your love, they will never leave. Just a closer walk with thee, just a closer walk, just a closer walk with thee, just a closer walk. Even though I walk through the valley of death, you restore my soul and you give me rest. Oh, the memories of your faithfulness. You restore my soul and you give me rest. You restore my soul and you give me rest. You give me rest.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at our hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good, good of all his holy church.
La oblación que te ofrecemos, Señor, nos purifique y nos haga participar de día en día de la vida del reino glorioso por Jesucristo nuestro Señor. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts and let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin Mary. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death, and by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so with all the angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna the highest.
Santo eres en verdad, Señor, fuente de toda santidad. Por eso te pedimos que santifiques estos dones con la fusión de tu Espíritu, de manera que se conviertan para nosotros en el cuerpo y la sangre de Jesucristo nuestro Señor, el cual, cuando iba a ser entregado a su pasión voluntariamente aceptada, tomó pan. Dando de gracias, lo partió y lo dio a sus discípulos, diciendo: tomen y coman todos de él, porque esto es mi cuerpo que será entregado por ustedes. De mismo modo, acabada la cena, tomó el cáliz y, dando de gracia de nuevo, lo pasó a sus discípulos, diciendo: tomen y beban todos de él, porque este es el cáliz de mi sangre, sangre de la alianza nueva y eterna, que será derramada por ustedes y por muchos para el perdón de los pecados. Hagan esto en conmemoración mía.
The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Así pues, Padre, a celebrar ahora en memorial la muerte y resurrección de tu Hijo, te ofrecemos el pan de vida y cáliz de salvación y te damos gracias porque nos haces dignos de servirte en tu presencia. Te pedimos humildemente que el Espíritu Santo congregue en la unidad a cuantos participamos del cuerpo y la sangre de Cristo.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs of eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Together let us stand, and with faith and hope we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Señor Jesucristo, que dijiste a tus apóstoles, la paz les dejo, mi paz les doy. No tengas en cuenta nuestros pecados, sino la fe de tu iglesia. Y conforme a tu palabra, concédele la paz y la unidad. Tú que vives y reinas por los siglos de los siglos. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Cordero de Dios, que quitas el pecado del mundo, ten piedad. Nosotros en piedad. Cordero de Dios, que quitas el pecado del mundo, ten piedad de nosotros, ten piedad. El pecado del mundo, danos la paz, danos paz.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Para ustedes que están celebrando con nosotros la Santa Misa de la casa o donde están este día, por favor, junto conmigo, ofrecemos la oración para la comunión espiritual que pueden entrar ustedes con nuestro Señor Jesús. Creo, Jesús mío, que estás realmente presente en el Santísimo Sacramento del altar. Te amo sobre todas las cosas y deseo ardientemente recibirte dentro de mi alma. Pero no pudiendo hacerlo sacramentalmente, ven a menos espiritualmente a mi corazón. Quédate conmigo y no permitas que me separe de ti. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you myself. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. For those of you who are visiting us here at the cathedral this day, the custom for receiving communion is to come down the side aisles on both sections and return down the center aisle. There will be four stations for the distribution of communion this day, so please make your way there. Approach through the side aisles and then return to your pews down the center.
My chest, your mercy is calling.
just as I am, you pull me in, and I know I need you now. I run to the Father, fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart found a surgeon, my soul found a friend. So I'll run to the Father again and again, again and again.
Oremos. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that having been replenished by such great gifts, we may gain the prize of salvation and never cease to praise you. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. May I invite you to please be seated for just a few moments.
Me recordaron que se me olvidó la homilía en español, so disculpe, no sé qué pasó ahí. Pero para todos ustedes que están con nosotros celebrando, recordando como en nuestros coches, en los carros, siempre hay una signa que a veces se suena o se ve porque ya estás llegando en el momento que necesitas más gas para el carro. Y a veces hacemos lo que debemos, nos paramos. Otras ocasiones seguimos adelante pensando que sabemos más del carro, pero más de nunca va a faltar que vamos a llegar en tiempo o nos vamos a quedar ahí a un lado del calle. La cosa importante para nosotros, hermanos y hermanas, es de recordar que así es con este carro, la vida. Está manejando aquí en la tierra y a veces se está cansando, pero tercos todavía seguimos. Y Jesús nos está diciendo: párate ya. ¿Por qué sigues adelante si no puedes? ¿Por qué sigues tan cansado? Y yo te estoy invitando que te sientas, que te pares, porque te necesito llenar otra vez con lo que necesitas: mi ayuda, mi fuerza, mi poder, mi amor. Pero a veces pensamos que nosotros sabemos más que Dios cuando se trata de la vida que nosotros tenemos. Hermanos y hermanas, Él es quien nos dio la vida. Él conoce el sufrimiento, Él conoce de batallar con varias cosas y situaciones, pero ese sabe que Él sabe cuándo es el momento que tú y yo nos necesitamos a parar, a estacionar y sentarnos ahí. Porque si Él nos llena, alguien o algo nos va a llenar. Y lo que nos ofrece el mundo nos va a quebrar. Lo que nos ofrece Dios nos va a ayudar a quedarnos como debemos. Y hermanos y hermanas, todo lo que quiere Jesús es que entendemos más y más. Y por eso es importante que espero que si ustedes o alguien está batallando o las cosas del mundo están pesando mucho, que nos paramos, nos estacionamos y nos sentamos. Así Jesús te está llenando más y más. Pero antes que lo hace, te quita todo, de lo que te pesa, todo lo que Él no quiere, todo lo que Él no quiere que tú cargas. Déjalo que te ayude. Confía en Él, donde buscamos todo lo que es bueno para nosotros. Así podemos adelante continuar con este viaje que estamos aquí, hasta que llegamos en el momento que esperamos, la vida gloriosa. Pero hasta que llega ese momento, que dejamos que Jesús nos acompañe y que mandamos lo que debemos de nuestra vida, sabiendo que Él nos da lo más importante que necesitamos. And as I shared with you at the conclusion of the homily, yes, 17 years ago, I gave this homily in this very cathedral. You know, many of you are new, but some of you were here. So it's a review for those of you who were already here. And I told those at the 9:30 as well. For those of you who are new, since 17 years ago, this is your first time, praise God. But now you've heard it. So now, no excuses. Pull over if you have to. It's only for your good. And isn't that what God only wants for you? My dear family, we have a young lady who will be leaving us to go and serve us in such a beautiful way. Anna, that's you, right? Come on up here. We're going to give you a blessing. She was not aware that we were going to do this, poor thing. Charles told me that she wanted to see me after Mass. But you, my community, have to pray for her, as she is our family. So she's going to Missouri to do basic training for the Army National Guard. Praise God. I'm so happy that you're doing that. Praise God. We need you. So let us all stand and bestow a blessing upon our sister and send her with all of our love and all of our prayers. Gracious and loving Father, we thank you for calling our sister Anna to be a servant of yours as she turns to serve her brothers and sisters wherever they may be. Thank you for calling her to take on this task in her life. We just ask that you watch over her and protect her during her basic training. We ask that you guard her from all evil and surround her always with the guardianships of your angels. For she desires to be an angel to many. When she is called, she will go. And where she goes, she will protect. And those that she protects, she sees solely as her brothers and sisters. May we see her as our sister always. And may she know that here we'll always have our doors open to receive her when she's able to come back. But may she know that we will accompany her in spirit with all of our love and prayers. And we ask for your blessing upon her. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, blessings to you, my dear, okay? And one more sign of support for her, okay, by a strong applause. God bless you, okay? God bless you. You take care of yourself. We're going to be with you, okay? God bless you. Wow. Well, that's a great gift, and I pray for her that she be safe where the Lord has her. And let's pray for all of our military, wherever they may be, that they always have a sense of home where they're at and realize that their home is always with us whenever they return, so that they always know the love that we have for them. Praying you have a wonderful Sunday. Praying you had a great 4th of July yesterday. Nothing went on here. Nothing. Totally dead. So, but I hope you had fireworks where you were at. So, I hope and pray that this day is filled with even more joy for you. The Lord be with you. May the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Thanks be to God. Have a very blessed Sunday, all of you. Que pasen un buen domingo todos ustedes.
beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of green, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.